Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All righty, friends. Great to have you with us for a little politics with that cup of coffee. Whether you're listening to the show in the morning or maybe on the evening drive home when we replay it, we talk about things that impact your life. We do it over a cup of coffee because, you know, coffee's kind of a relaxing thing. It is stimulating. Yeah, it gets your juices going because that's what caffeine does to you. Generally, when you're drinking a cup of coffee, you're kind of thinking about things of life, aren't you? I mean, that's kind of what I do. So ponder this. That's the goal of this show, right? Is to share with you things that are going to impact you from kind of a unique perspective. I ask questions that I want you to ponder because every one of you can think about them and every one of you can influence people around you. So ponder this. What does it say about the mindset of teachers in Oregon today? When the legislature has to pass a law mandating that these teachers teach about the Holocaust. Now let that sink in for a moment. Why is it necessary for the Oregon legislature to do what they did yesterday and pass a bill, Senate Bill 664, mandating that teachers in Oregon teach about the Holocaust? What does it say? Now this is based on a tweet from Bill Post. That got my attention, where he asked the question, when did we stop teaching about the Holocaust? Really? I mean, what a great question to ask, but how profound, and what does it say about today's teachers that they would stop teaching about it? Also, you know, Detroit Lake is not going to be drained after all. Thank you to all of you who commented on that. I mean, the devastation of doing this was just nutty beyond belief. Now, there's still a lawsuit out there by the greenies, the environmental wackos, to force this to happen. Because, see, they don't care about killing all the fish that they would kill. They don't care about destroying the businesses and the livelihood of so many people, of taking away your opportunity to go hang out on the lake and not only to fish, but to go water ski and tubing with your family. No, they don't care about that. They care about forcing their radical far left agenda down your throat. Well, fortunately, the lawsuits countering that, brought forward by many of the local communities, had an impact, but more importantly, so did the comments of all of you who took the time to go ahead and do that, to comment to the Army Corps of Engineers. We've talked about it some time ago. Well, they decided that they're not going to drain the lake. Now, it's not totally decided, but I'm glad that they've reached that conclusion, that it's probably not the best path forward. Duh. However, the cost of building, quote unquote, this cooling tower, because apparently they think the water is just way too hot and that there aren't any fish living there anymore. And the hatchery, the fish aren't surviving. No, they're not surviving because of warm water. They're not surviving because we don't take care of the predators that eat all of these salmon coming back to spawn. Because they're protected now, too. At any rate, the cost of this thing is $500 million. You've got to be kidding me. That's ludicrous. Because, you see, they have built them cheaper in other places. Why is it that it is so expensive to build now? And how could it be done cheaper? I mean, you know, Donald Trump is the king of doing things cheaper, right? You know, he's touting, if you haven't seen this, when Trump was in Japan over the weekend, he's touting the fact that they just cut a deal. All this is done in advance, by the way, so presidents can take the credit for it. And nothing wrong with that, but it's touting the deal that they just sold, I think, 100 plus F-35 fighters to guess who? Japan. Stealth fighters, right? He's touting that. Okay. He's touting it because he, if you go back to a year or so ago, he forced the purchase of these things to be more cheap, lesser expensive. Now, that's done for a reason. So he can claim to be the guy that does things cheaper. Building the wall on the southern border. He's claiming to do things the guy that does things cheaper, right? Well, we'll see if that's how it ends up. But he has a record of doing it, doesn't he? Is a private business guy building hotels and resorts? Of course he does. Take the Jerusalem embassy, right? I mean, he touts that, and he should. Because it was they wanted to spend like $1.4 billion to build a new embassy, and he did it for like $120 million. Why? Because they already had a building. They just spent a bunch of money upgrading it. It's all they needed to do. Well, so he is the king of doing it. How could we build a cooling tower in Detroit Lake for less? Well, I have some ideas, and I bet you do too. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Oh, there's a lot more to talk about. I don't even know where to begin. Because it all impacts our world. 503-589-1220, but I do value what you think about it, including things that are happening in the Oregon legislature. And I just love when I get emails. And, you know, if you send me an email, I will do my best to read it on the air. Like the one I got yesterday from Dave. He says, hi, Jeff. We know cap and trade is a scam. I've been attached an image on sailboat fuel as a comparison. The legislature, given time, will tax sailboat fuel. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. What is sailboat fuel? This is not a trick question. Think about it in your mind. What is sailboat fuel? It's the wind, isn't it? Now, would Governor Kate tax the wind? Would the far left, regressive totalitarian Marxists, the retro Bolsheviks, as Ron calls them, would they actually try to tax the wind? You laugh at that. I mean, you think it's absurd. In fact, what Dave sent me was an image of a state trooper that has pulled over a big semi-truck with a van. And the caption from the state trooper is, quote, he says he's hauling sailboat fuel, but his trailer is empty. What should I do? He's hauling air trapped inside of a 40-foot or 53-foot van, whatever it is, being pulled by a semi-truck. Sailboat fuel. Now, over the weekend, former Representative Julie Parrish, I had to chuckle at her tweet, because Kate Brown put out a tweet, or her staff did, because I doubt if it's Kate, a tweet about enjoy your weekend boating on Oregon's streams and rivers. And then Julie Parrish tweeted back, said, so how soon until you tax boats in Oregon? Well, the problem is they already are. Have you seen the increasing cost of the permits to go get a boat, to put out there on everything, including rowboats and kayaks? I mean, seriously, friends, what aren't they going to tax next? You see, this is all what's happening in the Oregon legislature today. In fact, there's a great, in the Albany Democrat Herald, Mike McNally has written an op-ed called PERS Reform, Kicking the Can Down the Road. And he states the absolute obvious about what the legislature is about to do. Senate Bill 1049, kicking the can down the road. Now, it's obvious what's going on here. Three Democrats voted against it coming out of the Senate. Three Republicans voted for it. Why? Because Republicans, you know, we went over this. They left the legislature, even though they're getting no credit for it, they left the legislature for the purposes of stopping this massive PERS bailout sales tax, the hidden sales tax that you're going to pay for. Okay. Unfortunately, they're not getting the credit for that. And they're not getting the credit for it. In fact, I read a story. There's a story, here in the Register Guard. And it's never-ending reading. The Oregon GOP tries to tie up the legislature. Now, that is journalistic malpractice, of course. Because it's a headline. And if all you ever read was the headline, and apparently that's what a lot of people do in Oregon, you would surmise that those dastardly Republicans are just trying to tie up the legislature by forcing what? The Constitution to be actually complied with. Now, there's not a word about that in this story. This is an AP story by Andrew Selsky. Not a word about it, that it's the Oregon Constitution that they're saying here. What they're doing is they're comparing it to the fact that they're trying to a tactic as the minority party to gain leverage. And then they talk about how the Colorado Democrats, because the Republicans there in Colorado were doing the same thing. And the minority Republicans wanted a 2,000-page bill, and they don't tell us what that bill was, but I'm telling you, that's a big deal. So what did the Democrats do? They brought in 5 computers to read it at hyperspeed. The Republicans sued, and a judge knocked it down. Why? Well, because you couldn't understand what the computers were saying. In this case, the clerk has to read it aloud. And it took this one particular bill, the one we're talking about, that we will repeal, thankfully, hopefully. The giant hidden tax increase on businesses that's going to cost you about $1,000 a year and your family. Aside from that, what's not to love? Anyway, the headlines of this dishonest fake news media, and that's exactly what the headline writer here is of the Eugene Register Guard, leaves you with that impression. The dastardly Republicans are slowing things down. Now, if it was the Democrats, of course, they would be trumpeting it. How wonderful that it is that Democrats are standing up for you. That's exactly what they would be doing, and you know it. So I say all of this to say that the PERS reform, kicking the can down the road op-ed, is right on the money. Because that's all it's done. And all they're going to do with all of this new money is do what? Backfill PERS. Very little of it is going to actually do anything positive for you. So when we come back, what does it say about Oregon teachers that the legislature has to pass a bill demanding they teach about the Holocaust?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, we're back. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Or send me an email to jeff@1220.am, and I'll do my darndest to read it on the air. By the way, I got to throw this out to you because I saw this story earlier. There was a Plaid Pantry clerk up in Clackamas County who got fired because he pulled a gun to defend himself against a robber, guy with a hatchet. Now, the company's policy is you don't resist, and you can't carry a gun. This guy had a concealed carry permit, pulled a gun. So let me ask you this question. Shouldn't he have been promoted? I mean, he saved the company money. Nobody got hurt. Now, they haven't caught the guy because he ran out of the store, obviously. But I think the guy should have been promoted. Now, given the fact that he's fired, shouldn't some business step up and say, hey, I'm going to hire you? I mean, obviously, there's a pretty strong job market out there. But even more importantly, someone who would stand up for their right to life. Now, think about that. What would you do? Would you stand there and become the victim of a violent criminal? What if the hatchet guy had started hacking away? You know, there are some guys who walk into these convenience stores and pull a gun and just shoot the clerk for no reason, even after they've gotten the money. What would you do? I'll tell you what I would do. I'd get fired because I'd do the same thing this guy did. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Now, what does it say about teachers? The mindset of today's teachers. As Bill Post pointed out in his tweet, he was happy to stand with all of the other legislators in passing Senate Bill 664, which demands that the legislature teach about the Holocaust. Now, there's a couple of problems with this, besides the one that I am obviously and that Bill Post pointed out. When did we stop teaching about the Holocaust? I was taught about it in grade school. Well, actually, I think junior high more. When did we stop? The next question is, why did we stop? Now, here's the problem I have with doing this. It is absolutely the right thing to do to teach about the Holocaust. You cannot, what's the old saying? History repeats itself, right? So you cannot let these kinds of incredible worldwide historic events go untaught to future generations. Why? Because of the proclivities of mankind are to repeat themselves. You see, what happened in the genocide in Cambodia? A million people were killed by Pol Pot. What happened in the genocide in China under Chairman Mao? What happened in the genocide under Joseph Stalin? You know, there's been about 100 million people, not quite, but it's a growing list, 100 million people around the world that have been murdered in genocide by either fascism, the Nazis in the Holocaust, or communism. It's a stunning thing if you think about it. Why is it that you have to teach about this? Shouldn't it already be a part of any school curriculum? I mean, think about it. Here in Oregon, so the problem I have is that we shouldn't have to mandate it. Schools ought to, you know, every time the legislature mandates that something be taught, it's a mandate that a teacher has to comply with. Now, are there some good things that ought to be taught for the good of society? Well, I can't think of anything more important for the good of society than to teach about the evil that mankind does. And the Holocaust is just one of them. So what else aren't they teaching? Now, there is a Representative Mike Nierman and others have a great Citizens Initiative petition out right now. And you can go to OregonPushback.com and you can sign this thing that mandates, with an opt-out for parents who don't want it, that sixth graders be taught about gun safety, firearm safety. Now, we shouldn't have to teach that because a teacher ought to be talking about it as it is. in the normal course of teaching. The same is true with the Holocaust. But the same is true with what I just shared with you about what Pol Pot did in Cambodia after the Vietnam War. The same is true with what Joseph Stalin did. Chairman Mao in China. Why isn't it being taught in the normal course of history in Oregon schools? Why? Why should the legislature have to mandate it? What are your thoughts on that? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I'm just curious. What is it about today's educational system that teaches the teachers how to teach that they don't teach this stuff? This segment of the show has been brought to you by our friends at King's Coffee. It is great coffee roasted right here in Salem, friends. Keep your coffee dollars local. You can't buy it in a store. You can only buy it by going to their website or giving them a call. Go to kingscoffee.biz. Kingscoffee.biz. It is fantastic coffee. I drink it. We drink it at the radio station. And you ought to try it. Kingscoffee.biz. I got to tell you that I have mixed feelings about this, about teaching this bill that just passed the Oregon legislature, or at least the House, Senate Bill 664, and I believe it is now probably going to the Governor Kate for her signature. Here's the issue. Why should we have to do this? You see, I think back to some years ago. Remember, there was a big hullabaloo about text or teaching about the dropping of the atomic weapons over Japan and how it was being politically correctly presented as entirely wrong. So the real reasons why it was done. So even if we mandate this teaching of the Holocaust, do you have confidence that it won't be now characterized the wrong way, even though they have to teach it? Interesting. 6:30 in the morning. What do you think? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
45 minutes to the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Lee wrote me an email, said cooling tower. Well, he's written me two emails. Cheaper? He questions. The problem with most of these projects, he writes, is that the recreational, quote, investment retirement income is factored into the cost. This income is a factor of the cost, normal business, non-governmental business factor in a profit. The money left over after all expenses. But when the percentage of markup is out of this world, it funds another project with people's income. If. The heart of the project was to invest as if it was your own money, and the project is built to last. This is a big if. But if it was, then these projects would cost a fraction of what they have said. It would be done on time and at or under budget. This is what Mr. Trump does. He finds that those who care about the right reasons, cheaper isn't better. In some cases, it's the right thing to do. And then regarding teachers, he says, well, the problem with the educational system is it forces teachers to teach the subject, not the student. So many of our children are getting lost because they don't understand and are passed on to the next grade. If teachers were allowed to teach the students, so many problems would be better. Now, that's the complaint about standardized testing, right? And that's exactly the complaint about it. It teaches the teacher to just teach a kid to pass the test rather than really get and understand the issue and how to teach it. how it really impacts the child's life. What do you think about that? 503-589-1220. What does it say about teachers, the mindset of today's teachers, that they on their own do not teach about the Holocaust? Why did the Oregon legislature have to pass a bill mandating that they must teach about the Holocaust? When did we stop teaching? Why did we stop teaching it? And frankly, do you have any confidence that even though this new law is going to go into effect, do you have any confidence that the politically correct attitude that is probably behind why they stopped teaching about the Holocaust won't come into play with how a teacher will teach about the Holocaust? What do you think? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. This segment of the show, and Art, I'll get to you in just a second, friend. The segment of the show is brought to you by our friends at Vim Natural Supplements in Body Care. You hear me talk about CBD oil products. And the reason I do, because they work. That's a great reason that you should consider going down and visiting our friends on South Commercial right next to Safeway in Salem. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. They have some great products. You should try CBD oil. This is working for me and members of my family and people that I know. And it might work for you. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Art, your comments today on the things we're talking about.
Morning, Jeff.
Morning,
now,
brother.
You know what spurred this new law was a gentleman, a Holocaust survivor up in Portland, used to go around and to the classes in Portland and talk to the students about the Holocaust. So in his memory, he got hit by a car and killed. It spurred them to do this bill. But what's really important here, Jeff, is that we, for a long time, have been not educating our students totally about certain situations. I listened to a gentleman last night talk about slavery and what went on in the United States. Did you know, Jeff, that free black Americans actually own slaves?
I heard that same comment, and I mean, I knew that at one time, but I'd completely forgotten about it. But let me ask you this. Do you think that's taught in our schools today?
Well, no, it's not. And that's,
of course,
that's my point. Okay. They're talking about these reparations,
you know,
how the black community should receive money from those people who own slaves. Well, you would have to go back and find all these free black men who own slaves. And not only that, Jeff, do you realize that the Indians owned and kept black slaves? In fact, there was 2,000 black people who were in the march, you know, the Road of Tears or whatever they called it.
The Trail of Tears. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, the Trail of Tears.
Right.
There was over 2,000 black slaves that the Indians had that were in that march also.
Now, I didn't know that. Now, but Art, let's get back to the point. Why isn't this being taught in today's schools here in Oregon in public education? Why?
Because it doesn't fit the left-wing agenda. It doesn't push what they want to push. Obviously, if you knew all the factors, slavery only existed in the United States for 77 years. What occurred was that people would become indentured servants, come to America. They would serve their time as servants, and then they would be set free from the person that they were indentured to.
Right, but again, I want to go back to the point, is if this is the radical left, why is it broadly across the curriculums of every school district in Oregon? Why is it necessary to pass a law? Why aren't there teachers who can think about this themselves? So let me ask you this question. Why aren't teachers teaching this on their own? Why is it because, Art, that the teachers are not being taught this in college when they're getting their education degrees? That the teachers who teach the teachers are not teaching this because they're far-left political radicals? Is that
absolutely, Jeff. And who writes the textbooks? Mostly the left wing. So they write it in the way they want to write the books, not necessarily the true past.
All right, so let me ask you the question. How do we fix it? Do we have to pass more laws like this to teach the elements of slavery that you talked about? That in fact, blacks owned blacks, Indians owned black slaves? Do we have to do that, or is there another solution?
Well, there's always another solution. Knowledge is power, Jeff, and if you get the real truth, then you should tell about it. When people are stating facts wrongly, then you should correct them. You should push for the truth.
I completely agree. Art, thanks so much. Great thoughts. Brian's up next. Brian, your thoughts this morning. Welcome.
Hey, Jeff. Say, it started changing clear back in the 60s. Those groups like the Weathermen Underground, the Symbionese Liberation Front, they wanted a Marxist-style revolution. It didn't work. Americans were too happy. And so they went into the universities. People like Angela Davis, you know, who participated in bank robbery, a man was murdered. And I have a publication dated 1976 by a church group who asked a Harvard professor about a statement he made. He said he made it. And that statement was to a class of future educators, is that every child that comes into your classroom is mentally ill because they have loyalty to their country, to their God, and to their family. And it's your job to make them well. So they went into the education system. I don't know how you fix that, how you correct the Department of Education, but that's the root of the problem.
You've hit the nail on the head, Brian. Thank you very much. That's precisely what it is. And I take you back to Barack Obama's buddy, Bill Ayers, the unrepentant, murdering far-left radical, who is and has for many years been engaged in the teaching of teachers. And that is precisely the case. Now, how do we fix that, folks? Because there is a way. There's a way we fix all of this. And it comes down to politics. It comes down to electoral politics. And it comes down to political pressure. And I'll get into that in a little bit. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What do you think? Why do we have to teach this, mandate this? Why wouldn't a teacher understand the significance? Yeah, I believe many do, but why can't they teach it? Is it because their curriculum directors in these big school systems, maybe like Salem Kaiser, say you can't? Or should a teacher just go do it anyway? I got an email from Fake News Ninja. Mischaracterize the Holocaust? Democrats? Question mark. No. They think they will teach Trump he said, you think they will teach Trump has been the most pro-Jewish president? Question mark. No. They're not going to teach that either. In fact, they'll teach what they are teaching today. And that is very simply that the Israelis are oppressing the Palestinians. That's what they're teaching. Got an email from Mary asking about Jackie Winters, rather. Has she shown up in the Nut House yet? Now she's been gone for a while. I don't think she's back this week. Say a prayer for Jackie Winters. 6:48. Back in a moment, friends. More to talk about as we go along.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ah, 10 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll chat with Tim. I wanted to finish the... I love Mary. She's out in Shaw, and she listens to the show regularly and emails me on a fairly consistent basis about Jackie Winters, asking if she's shown up. Jackie is in very poor health and hasn't been in the legislature for quite a while now. But she said, this is Mary in Shaw who's feeling underrepresented, or maybe that's a good thing. Yeah, maybe it is. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's talk to Tim. Tim, good morning.
Hit some of your bullets real quick.
Sure.
Oregon State income, 12% are from fees. Washington, California, and Utah are less than 1%. About schools, the teachers that I visited with, I used to teach, are excellent. They teach things that I wouldn't even come close to teaching. So what's the issue? They have administrators come in and evaluate them, all the time. So they're being told what to teach. Now, as far as evaluation of schools, the problems come or are identified by corporations that provide the tests, that provide the books, and they do tests so that they can get the results they want after they provide the products. Now,
wait a second. What you're saying is this is not a teacher's issue. This is an administrator's issue. So wouldn't the same question apply then? Is it why are administrators not allowing the teaching of the Holocaust, if it has such an incredible impact as it has done in world history? Why are administrators not allowing teachers to teach it then?
Because administrators are not allowed to manage their schools. When I've talked to a couple of principals, they cannot take a lot of action that you and I would expect, like for social workers, counselors. And they can adjust how they have salary monies to, pay for and provide for those services. They can't do it. Now, I'm going to go back to my statement, you get what you don't do. So we have like Planned Parenthood going into classes and talking about that. And why do we allow them to do that? Because they obviously have a particular point of view. We get
because
what we don't do.
Because school boards allow it to happen. This is why the Salem-Keizer school board elections were so important. School board members need to put their foot down with their superintendents and their curriculum directors about what's being taught. That's the first thing. Now, is this a teachers' union issue? I mean, you know, the OEA endorses just about every far-left radical idea you can imagine. And just, you can read it. You can read that. Just do a Google search. You can find out what the OEA actually endorses. So is this a teachers' union thing, or is it something more than what you've described?
Jeff, I haven't done the research.
Well, fair enough.
The only research I've done, have went into the schools and talked to them.
So based on your experience and anecdotally, what you're telling us is that teachers want to teach the right things that make sense, especially about the Holocaust, because it's important to remember it. Otherwise, we repeat the past. So they want to teach those things, but they're not being allowed to by administrators. And administrators don't allow them because they can't, because they might get sued for teaching about the Holocaust. I mean, why wouldn't administrators say teach it?
Because they don't have the background is what I would guess. How do you teach the Holocaust if you don't teach about what happened to get it to happen to begin with?
So in other words, it's politically correct history that is being taught by the teachers who teach the teachers, who then become, because this is what happens, and you know it, many of the, in fact, almost all administrators were once teachers. So if they're being taught incorrectly from the beginning, when they become administrators, they'll continue to move in that direction. Tim, thanks for your thoughts. I do appreciate you taking time to call in today. That's what Tim thinks. 3 or 4 minutes left to get what you think out there today, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. It's a little busy here. I've got one from a public employee who I shall not name. Why are teachers not teaching the Holocaust, he writes? Teachers teach what they are mandated to teach based on the priorities and the agenda of the teachers' union and their respective school districts and boards. Yes. This is why school board elections are so important. He continues. The question is broader. Do teachers teach about the U.S. Constitution, the Revolutionary War, and the Civil War, and other seminal documents and events that have shaped our nation? Is the truth taught about major events in history that have shaped our world, World War I, II, the War on Terror, etc., the horrific genocides under Stalin, Mao, and others? These things are not emphasized and consistently taught because there is no time and will to do so based on the current social political agenda. Amen. You know, this whole instructional day thing, yes, it's important. But even if you lengthen the instructional time, and Oregon has one of the shortest school years in the nation, and we spend more, we're very, very high on the end of how much we spend per student in this state. And we're not getting the results. So if you include the instructional time, you make it more, will it make a difference? Well, not if you're not teaching the right things, it won't. Because if we're not teaching things that are true to history, because we're focusing on other things like race, reproduction, recycling, because that's what we do today in public education. You know, I think, look, teachers have an incredibly hard job. You've heard me say that before, and I believe it. It's true. Today's teaching environment in a bricks and mortar school is about impossible in many ways. And I mean it to be discouraging, because I have great admiration for those of you who do it and can make it work. But you ought to be free to teach what you know is right in your personal character about life and about history and about human nature. And school boards need to stand up and demand that that is the standard of the day. And if the superintendent and the curriculum director don't like it, well, maybe it's time to get a new superintendent and a new administration and a new curriculum director that gives your teachers the freedom within the boundaries of what Oregon says you got to teach, including this new law, to do it in their own way and in their own style. Public education would be better, in my opinion, if they did. Thank you, friends, for joining us today. Make it a great day. I'm back tomorrow, and I hope you will be, too, in the War Room.